Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Just going back to our earlier conversation about auto-obesity or car bloat, I see two texts come in, 51551, side by side, with completely diametrically opposed points of view. Karen says you should absolutely tax SUVs. Irish people, often living in urban areas, are driving monster trucks needlessly. They're ridiculously big and unnecessary. Most families don't have five children. Many families I know have two or three kids, and they have these massive cars. Maeve, on the other hand, says, as parents of four children, which is not an unreasonably sized family, we have to have at least a six-seater car. It is unfair to tax larger families. Also, families carpooling to activities, schools, sports, matches, need that larger car. However, solo drivers using larger cars, well, Shinske Alela says, May 51551. Well, all Ireland time at the weekend. Yesterday, we heard from Kerry as to how the mood is building ahead of Sunday's match. Today it is the turn of Donegal. Our reporter Maura Fay went to Rail-at-na-Mara GAA Club in Bundoran to hear how excitement is growing there. First, she spoke to some of the children taking part in a cool camp being held there this week and asked them for their thoughts as to how the game is going to go.
Anna Lucia, and my age is 8.
How do you think the game is going to go on Sunday?
I think Donegal is definitely going to win.
Why is that?
It's because they win every single game and I think they're the best team.
Who is your favourite Donegal player?
Michael Murphy.
What do you like about Michael?
He does dummies sometimes and he used to live beside my mum and my mum thinks he's really funny, so I think he's really funny.
Did your mum have a bit of thing for Michael?
Yes.
I should say your dad is standing next to us, so he's smiling away. And tell me, are you practicing your dummies now like Michael?
Yes, definitely.
How is that going for you?
It's fun, really fun.
And are you going to play for Donegal when you grow up?
Definitely.
I'm Maliki and I'm 9 years old.
Maliki, are you excited for Donegal on Sunday?
Yeah.
How do you think the game is going to go?
Good.
Who's going to win?
Donegal.
By many points?
2.
Who is your favourite Donegal player?
Paddy Morgan.
Why is that?
Because he's faster than most of the players on the team.
Louise Bryan, and I'm 13.
Louise, are you excited for Sunday?
Aye, of course.
How do you think it's going to go for Donegal?
I think Donegal are going to win. Probably by a point or two.
So close game.
Close game, definitely.
And who's your favourite Donegal player?
Probably either Sean Patton or Michael Murphy.
What do you like about those guys?
I think Michael Murphy's really strong and he always helps the team whenever they're losing by a few points or goals. Those two-pointers come in handy. Sean Patton, he saves the goals and he's really good and he's confident about that.
Rian Kane and I'm 12.
Are you looking forward to Sunday?
Of course.
How do you think the game's going to go?
Well, I want Donegal to win, but we'll have to find out how it goes during the game.
Are you nervous about Kerry?
Yeah.
Why is that?
David Clifford.
My name is Donica Farron and I'm 11 years old.
Are you looking forward to Sunday?
Yes.
How do you think it's going to go for Donegal?
It's either going to be a very close game, but I do think Donegal will win or Donegal will destroy them.
Who's going to put in a big performance for Donegal, do you think?
Michael Murphy will put in a big performance. If Paddy doesn't start, he'll come in off the bench at half time and he'll be an impact. And Michael Langan's very good, hopefully he'll start.
What's been your favourite moment of watching Donegal play so far this year?
Watching them destroy Mead last Sunday, or 2 Sundays ago.
Do you not feel sorry for the poor Mead people who had to sit there and watch that?
No, they were getting cocky before the game, that's what they get.
And what do you think about the Kerry team then?
The Kerry team, they're a good team. Donegal, it'll be a challenge to beat them, but they've been training hard all year.
Jimmy going to win matches?
Jimmy's winning matches.
Maura also spoke to some of the coaches and the mentors there at the club, including Paddy Hegarty, who played for Donegal in the 90s and is now a games promotion officer in the county. She asked him what was special about this current team.
Well, they have a bit of a mixture of youth and experience and all that, and you know, from the goalie out, you know, for me, they're they're good, great running power, and again, the bench, we have a good bench, you know. So, yeah, they're an exciting team when they're in full flow, you know. But again, we're not getting carried away. We have a very tough nut to crack in Kerry. Listen, nobody in Donegal is under any illusions how good Kerry are. Probably one of the best players that ever played football. He's probably the Maradona of Gaelic football. It'd be a right way to describe David Clifford, you know. And even still, Liv Moore, they could have anybody coming out of the woodwork in Kerry and putting in a very big, big performance on Sunday. So they're going to be a hard nut to crack.
What does it mean to Donegal people to be in an All-Ireland football final?
Yeah, we grew up and we're watching TV and we're watching the Kerrys for a lifetime and the Dublins and all. And then there was a breakthrough with the Ulster teams and that gave us a bit of belief. And, you know, there were times, you know, maybe Donegal teams in the past, you know, when they would go to Croke Park and all that, you know, Colm O'Rourke had a great saying way back. I remember reading it, you know, pretty the Donegal men wouldn't throw out their chest a bit more and express themselves in Croke Park. I remember reading that. Now, maybe that's right or wrong, but the one thing about Donegal teams now, they don't fear Croke Park and they're fit to express themselves. And hopefully on Sunday now, they definitely will give in a big shift because they'll probably need to play better on Sunday to beat this Kerry team than that played all of this year, you know what I mean?
My name is Tay McFarland and I'm one of the head coaches here in Bodorncle Camp.
What's the atmosphere like in the run-up to the All-Ireland?
Atmosphere's great, yeah. Every time you go through, the flag's up and there's more and more green and gold going up, so nice wee lift for the Cool Camps as well because the kids are going around singing Jimmy's Winning Matches all day long, so good crack.
What's your predictions for Sunday?
Sam's coming home to the hills, definitely. Donegal's going to take it. Murphy, Bear in the Square, and we'll have him. David Clifford will not move.
Jimmy's Winning Matches! Jimmy's Winning Games! Jimmy's Winning Donegal again! Donegal!
Maura Faye reporting for us there from Bundoran. I am joined now by the man who was in Donegal's beating of Dublin in the 1992 All-Ireland final, was the RTE man of the match. Manus Boyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Philip.
Before we talk about prediction and strategy and so on, just talk to me on a personal level, will you? This point, 48 hours out from an All-Ireland final, what's it like? How do you insulate yourself from the hysteria in your home county?
I suppose have a look back to when I played myself, Philip. I was probably, along with the three other lads from Killybegs, we were probably the only ones left in the county at that stage. I think everybody else had left to go to Dublin. I was the last to even work on the Friday anyway, because they were all gone to Dublin. So, the players will definitely they'll stay out of the public. They'll stay away from anything, any interaction. Mm. They just get in their headspace and they have to relax. They have to, you know, the build-up has to be different for them than it is for supporters. The supporters can, you know, dream about next week and dream about Monday and make arrangements for Monday and Tuesday and all that. But as a player, you're probably just focusing on the next 5 minutes, or the next training session.
You were in work until 5 o'clock on the Friday.
In work to 6 o'clock on the Friday.
And,
yeah.
Was that a help?
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of the people that I was working with had all made arrangements to go to Dublin, and so I was the last leaving. I locked up. I have to say I wasn't in the following Friday. they had to carry the can. But yeah, it was good because, you know, you had nobody about you and you just got on with your work. And it is hard passing the days because of such a momentous occasion.
What's it like in Killybegs now?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of colour. There's a lot of colour. The kids are all, I suppose, they're making sure they have their tickets. They all want to go to Dublin. They all want to... Especially, I suppose, the fact the last time the All-Ireland 2012, there was no representative from the town, but this year we have Owen Bangaller and Hugh McFadden, so it's great for the locals. Everybody knows them, and it gives that wee bit. It's more special when there's lads that play for your club and are from the community are involved, that it does give it a great lift.
Now, look, there are two words that everybody that we heard in Maura Fey's reporting there, be they school children or old hands, there's two words that everybody in Donegal seems to be speaking with slightly kind of hushed tones, and that's David and Clifford. How do you close a player like that down? What's the strategy to cope with him?
I think you just have to either kidnap him on the Friday or Saturday and make sure he doesn't show up on Sunday.
That's an idea, or, all right.
I think you just have to starve them a ball. Donegal will have to, when they have possession of the ball, keep control of it, make sure they don't waste it. Every opportunity they get is vital, that, you know, that they're at least 7-8 out of 10. And don't allow Kerry build momentum. Listen, there's not a lot you can do about David Clifford. I think Paddy McBrady or Paddy Hegarty described it well in the wee piece before, that he probably is the Maradona or the Messi of Gaelic games. He's an unbelievable player. But, you know, it takes...
So what do you do? Do you devote two people to starve him of ball, or is there anybody in the Donegal defence with the skills to match up to him?
Well, I'm sure... Brendan McCall will be given the job of trying to quieten them as much as he can. But it's up to everybody else then, further out the field, to make sure that good ball doesn't go into him, that he doesn't get the space then when he is in, he's in possession, that he doesn't get the space to make room for himself to get shots away. But that's fine. You can close down the likes of David, but you have Paddy Clifford coming along, and then you have Sean O'Shea, who's absolutely excellent against Armagh. I don't think I've ever seen such a complete performance from a player as it did from Sean O'Shea on that occasion. And then if the likes of Gavin White, then they have a lot of players that you have to look after. Yeah, you have to, a lot of it centred around David Clifford. But if Clifford is that, if David is quiet, then, you know, somebody else is always going to, you know, show their hand. And in the same way, Kerry, I look at the likes of Big Michael and Oisin and Conor O'Donnell, and they know they have to get everything right there, because those three lads on their day are extremely gifted, and they can make any team pay for any mistakes, you know.
Let's just turn our attention to the Bannisdoras for a second. I asked this question of Tomás O'Shea yesterday. I'd be interested in your answer to it. Do you think that as far as Jimmy McGuinness and Kerry is concerned, that there's an extra or an added bit of grudge or needle there, and an account that he'll be particularly eager to close?
Well, I suppose 2014 probably for Jim would have been a real sour note. Probably on after 2012, I believe we were all guilty of maybe thinking that 14 was probably there for us. To be fair to Kerry, that day they got their matchups right. They got a bit of a handy one from a kick out, but it was finished well. Donaghy finished it well. He took it well. So you have no complaints. But Jim has spent a lot of time in Kerry. I suppose he had to listen to all about the great Kerry folklore, and that it was the home of JA and it was the home of Gaelic games in terms of football. Anyway, so I'd probably just give him that wee bit of an itch that he has to scratch. And every so often you come up against them, and he likes to win. I mean, as a player myself, we always like to be playing the Dublins, the Kerrys, the Galways, the Downs, because they were the teams that you looked up to. They were the teams that were successful. So if you want to be in that space, then you have to match them and you have to be better than them. And Jim has that thinking since he was a young lad in the 92 squad, and it's only grown since that.
Give us a prediction.
I think it's going to be extremely tight. I mean, I think if Kerry handle the Donegal forward line, I think we may struggle, but at the same time, I think that Donegal and Jim, and especially the players will work extremely hard to close down Kerry. I don't think there's going to be a lot in it. My heart tells me Donegal, as it always will, but I just think that this Kerry team have brought that bit of bite that maybe Kerry teams in the past
haven't been able to.
And I think Clifford is playing with a bit of a vengeance in him. He's earmarked as probably one of the greatest players ever to play the game, and he's only won All-Ireland, and he'll want to, you know, make it two by the Sunday evening.
Okay.
I think it's going to be very close. It won't, Philip, it won't be a surprise to me if we're back in 2 weeks' time.
All right. Maybe look twice before crossing the roads in Killybegs in the next 2 days after making that prediction, Manus. All right. Thank you. Good luck to you. You're very good. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.